I think that communication skills are very much the missing part of what is taught at school, because we make assumptions that children will know how to ask for help. But I think even as adults, it's actually quite difficult to tell people about sensitive things that might be going on in your life and to know who to turn to for help. So I think it is really important that children get to learn an emotional vocabulary, they get to practice talking about their feelings, and they get to think about who is in a network of people that they can turn to if there's a problem. And then that takes a big burden off their shoulders, because if something does happen in their life, or if they come across a situation, even in terms of other children, then they've got the life skills to be able to ask for help. So basically the children learn about Dot's uh-oh feelings. So if Dot's knees are wobbly like a jelly, then uh-oh, she doesn't feel safe. So you teach the children to recognise their own fight or flight instincts, their own body signs of danger. And basically, whatever situation you're in, if it is an unsafe situation, you will get those feelings in your body. So it's a very simple thing for children to understand if they feel frightened. And then we teach the children about their helping hands. So they think about who are the five people that they could turn to if there was a problem. And the other thing that we've created is it has been a paper-based program for 15 years, but now it's an e-journal. So in the journal, they learn about feelings and then they learn to write about their own feelings. And what's very important is they learn that there's no right or wrong answers in a Dot lesson. It's all about what they think and feel, and learning to value themselves and live life through good values, really. So it's a whole set of very simple tools and life skills that will help them no matter what situation they come across.